This is KGMI Connects with Joe Tien, a live local show about our community and you on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.
Well, here we are on a Friday, and so much has happened in the world, it seems like. Of course, March Madness well underway now, the second day of the first round action. But this horrific attack in Moscow, just outside of Moscow in a theater, reminiscent of, remember that awful attack on a theater by Chechen separatists back in, what was that, 2000, 2001, around in that time? And then we hear Kate Middleton, princess stricken with cancer. Member of the Republican Freedom Caucus has introduced a motion to boot the Speaker of the House out of his spot after he shepherded a bill through the House that did pass by a strong majority to keep the government funded. But so much to discuss, and well, we got the time. That's what we're all about here on KGMI Connects. Whatever's on your mind, 360-676-5464. And let's get started with our friend Rod in Bellingham. Hi, Rod.
Hey. Yeah, it was. Thank you. I'm wondering if there's anybody out there in the listening audience today that's got some real expertise with the Mideast here. It's interesting. So ISIS is claiming responsibility for that attack on Moscow, and you know the connection between Moscow and China is nice. The gas the oil situation, you know, going on between Russia, China, and the Mideast as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so now all of a sudden, you know, Saudi Arabia was cozying up, or actually, well, I shouldn't. That's probably prevaricating just a tad there, but they were considering Israel. Kind of that peace agreement going on there when Trump was in office. And now they do this little thing in Moscow. And I'm wondering, you know, with Iran, you know, what their hand is in this thing, if there's anything at all, or if there's really just a strong message to Saudi Arabia and say, hey, we need to keep this all back in our hands, instead of having these other big tyrants of the world kind of coming together. And even Putin's, he's won another election, but, you know, a lot of people speculate otherwise. But it is what it is,
uh-huh.
You know. So, but the interesting thing is in all this, and I know I'm just kind of I threw a whole bunch of stuff at the wall there, but there's some similarities with respect to our country with leadership. It's got a little different face on it, but is there some more weakness that's now being exposed now in Russia? And sooner or later, the world's going to get savvy to what, you know, China and their issues with their monetary issues. You know? So things aren't all rosy in China either. And so is there the number three guy, if Russia and the United States and China are, you know, playing for number one, is Iran, and number two, is Iran saying, hey, let's, number three, let's mess some things up again. We really have some potential for some real mess coming up into the world, and then couple that with what's gone on with the border, our border. I'm afraid, Joe, that this might just be the beginning, my friend.
The beginning of what? The end?
No, not the end, because every generation has always said, sooner or later it might happen.
Well, yes. I mean,
but I don't know
it's,
when.
It's a turbulent time, but I mean, when hasn't the world been turbulent in different ways? And I mentioned Russia has dealt with Chechnya, if you remember the conflict there, and the horrific attacks, and Russia, I'm sure, was not anything but brutal as it cracked down on that republic as it tried to break away. or whatever you call it. I don't know if it's
they're showing weakness now, though.
Well, ISIS is, and you have to remember, ISIS is not aligned with any particular state. It's not aligned with Iran. It's and Iran has been
they're a rogue outfit.
Has been tied closer to Russia and China than it has been to, you know, obviously to us or the West. But that what the motivation would have been for ISIS, if this turns out to be true, they made the claim. They haven't produced any evidence. But if they carried this out, what was their motive?
I think there's a message to Saudi Arabia too in this. You know, it's interesting. And yeah, they are kind of a rogue outfit, but I still, you know, think at times that they're secretly behind the door shaking hands with Iran, because Iran is is about chaos as well in that region. So it just makes me wonder, you know, a little bit here. And again, leadership showing some weakness, and here again, now Russia's being attacked. What's next? I mean, China's kind of a different outfit. They can keep their news and whatnot kind of tight for the most part. But they've got real big issues. So is China next, or are we going to see something crazy coming on here? So, I mean, we've let the back door open for so long already. I'm afraid that, you know, whether it's an event that's more black flag related false flag related, or something that truly is from foreign, roots, if you will. So, I just have a sneaky suspicion that we're going to see more chaos, especially with, you know, president perhaps coming into office here, or maybe the same one who really shouldn't be in office as far as I'm concerned with respect to his health issues. So, and everybody sees it. So anyways, I'm just jibber-jabbering now,
okay,
so I'll leave that for the next person. But
all
it's
right.
Interesting.
Well, it is interesting, and it is it's disconcerting, obviously. But the world has never been a terribly settled place. I think we can all agree on that. Thanks, Rod. Let's go to Mike in Bellingham. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi there, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind here?
Well, I just had lunch with my girlfriend. Was headed out.
Okay.
Heard your comment in regards to the Chechen terrorists. And wanted to correct a misunderstanding of your history.
Okay.
The Chechen terrorists you referred to was actually Russian secret or central intelligence. That happened the year when Putin was running for president. He had like a 4% or 5% support level. He was in, I think, fourth place. And you had that series of bombings in a couple of theaters and so on.
Yeah, there was the one they take over that theater, yeah, where hundreds were killed.
Oh, that was a different thing. That was a different year. I know the one you're talking about, and that was down, I believe, in North Ossetia, down in the Caucasus region.
Okay.
And with one of their smaller group community areas. But the one that I thought you were talking about comes to mind. And that was where those supposedly started. It was used as excuse for Putin to slaughter 70,000 people in Chechnya. But
yeah,
first two bombings occurred in a small town in Russia, a guy noticed a couple of guys going into one of the multi-story building. I think the school, though I'm not going to swear to it.
Uh-huh.
When it was empty. And he called the police. And the police chief came with the crew, and they assumed that they probably were. Police chief had trouble getting his folks to even go in because the guy had seen them unloading and taking in some heavy packages or whatnot.
Crates, uh-huh. Okay.
And they were bombs, as it turned out. But the guys were caught. And the ID they had, it turned out, they were members of Russia's Central Intelligence Agency, which Putin at the time was in charge of. And the police chief got in trouble for arresting him, supposedly with live functioning bombs.
And now, who were they targeting with these bombs?
They were targeting, I believe it was the school, but I'm not going to swear to that. It was a building.
Now, was it in Chechnya? Was it a...
No. Okay. No, it's just like the theaters and stuff weren't either. But the evidence is very, very strong. In this case, there was no doubt. They were the guys that had the bombs, and they were live bombs of the same type they had taken in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't even realized this. There are what are called secret cities in Russia. They still have them where you can't go in unless you have government approval. And there's a specific type of explosive, kind of like Simex, that is made specifically and only made in Russia for the Russian military and their secret service.
Hmm.
And the guys that were arrested, that was what was the base to start the explosions that they had, that they had set up in this building.
Okay.
Huh. They were released. The police chief got in trouble for arresting them.
What year was that?
This was 20-something years ago.
Okay.
And it is something you could find on the internet.
There's not an
awful lot of doubt. I mean, after that happened, and after, you know, Putin and his remark about, we're going to find these terrorists, even if they're on their, he didn't use the word crapper, but crapper and so on.
Okay.
And he used that as the excuse for the second Chechen war, the one where he just went in and demonstrated what he's now doing in Ukraine with no witnesses in Chechnya, mm-hmm. like he also did in Syria. But the excuse for that was the bombings, and the only folks ever caught or tied into that were people who were responsible to him because they were within the agency that he directed.
Okay. Well, it's
worth... And that was used for him to become president.
Guess what we've seen from Putin, it's not a stretch to imagine him pulling something like that and
attacking his own people. His own history is faked. I don't know if you know. He was born in Georgia. He's half Georgian. And the family that he gave the story of, there's no evidence other than they might have been related that they have any tie to him. He ended up in Russia when he was like 8 or 9 years old. He falsified his own background because I guess he didn't like the fact he was only half Russian.
Okay.
There's an elementary school in Georgia that's actually got photos of him as a little kid when he was attending.
Hmm. All right. Well, worth looking into. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your information on this.
You bet.
All right. Thanks for calling, and we'll take a quick break. We got Rich and Jim on the line, and we'll have time for you, whatever's on your mind here on this Friday afternoon, 360-676-5464.
Have you been laid off? How about never had a job? Do you now work at a bunch of part-time jobs but can't make ends meet? We may be able to help. Northwest Workforce Council has programs to help people who want to train for an in-demand, full-time career that pays a good wage. If this sounds good to you and you want to work full-time, we may be able to help. To learn more, go to nwc-connect.org and click on Job Seeker Services. Fill out the application and we will get in touch with you to see if you are eligible. Or visit our office at 101 Prospect Street in Bellingham. Northwest Workforce Council is a proud partner of WorkSource and is an equal opportunity program. Auxiliary aids and services are available upon request for individuals with disabilities. Washington Relay Service 711. For more information about program funding, visit nwboard.org/about/federal-resources.
You love what you find at Wilson.
A sure sign of spring is the arrival of Wilson's Furniture yearly patio furniture shipments, along with the problem of where they're going to put everything. And that means big savings of up to 50% are starting to sprout at Wilson's Furniture. You'll find living room, dining, bedroom furniture all marked down and ready for delivery. Are you ready for the annual college basketball tournament craziness? Catch all the action in a comfy Lane recliner, the best seat in the house, starting at $5.99. Looking for a better night's sleep? Find it at Wilson's with a top-quality queen-size mattress for only $6.99. If your patio furniture was blown into your neighbor's yard during that last windstorm, just leave it there and come check out the huge selection that you'll find only at Wilson's. And come enjoy some crazy early bird pricing. You'll love what you find at Wilson's during their early spring fever sale event going on now. Wilson's Furniture opens 7 days a week on Pacific Highway between Bellingham and Ferndale.
Are you eligible for Medicare soon and feeling overwhelmed by all of the insurance plan information coming your way? Call Guided Solutions, formerly Vibrant USA, at 866-733-5111. Our goal is to make your move to Medicare as seamless as possible. We specialize in the health insurance plans to go with Medicare and can review with you how Medicare works, health plan options available, and how to get enrolled. There is never a fee for our service, and with offices in Linden, Bellingham, Freeland, and Everett, help is just a phone call away.
Tuning into the high school football game. Monitoring the incoming storm.
They say what I think, but smarter.
Catching your favorite talk show.
These are just few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio.
And AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping you and your family safe in dangerous times.
Visit wearebroadcasters.com to learn more and tell us how you depend on AM radio stations like KGMI.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Great to have you with us here on this Friday afternoon. And as I was saying at the beginning of the show, lots going on today. More than basketball, that's for sure. But let's go to Rich in Ferndale. Hi, Rich.
How's it going, Joe?
Doing well. It's on your mind.
A little change in the weather. Oh, just a... replying to a comment you said earlier, when was the world more settled or safer?
Okay.
And 5 years ago, it was remarkably better than it is now. We didn't have Ukraine war. We didn't have Israel and Hamas. And we had far, far less people coming across our southern border illegally. The numbers are, I want to say, sixfold. I saw a King 5 news thing about a month ago about a Fox claiming it was tenfold. Well, it wasn't tenfold. It was sixfold. So I had to chuckle. Okay, it's not 10 times. It's only 6 times the illegal crossings, or what they call encounters at the border, because they have different ways to categorize it. But nevertheless, it's way, 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 way more. So the world was better 5 years ago.
The
safer,
world
less
was better,
threatened.
Huh? Okay.
Yep. Oh, yes.
Right.
Guaranteed,
well,
Joe. Statistical fact.
Statistical
that is a fact.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Well.
So things are deteriorating, and that's a fact. And yes, the world has never been completely settled and safe, but it has been safer.
Okay. All right.
So we got to make sure we say truthful statements. We're in context here. And
no,
we all know
but the world, I disagree. The world was not in a better way 5 years ago, or 10 years ago, or 15 years ago, for that matter. It was a terrible.
Yeah, because, Joe, you know why you don't agree?
Why? Why?
Because you're not logical. You don't believe numbers.
Okay, Rich. All right. I guess that's my one of my fatal flaws here. But okay, Jim in Bellingham, go ahead. What's on your mind today?
Oh, Vivek Ramaswamy and the Young Fresh Fellows and Ambitions and Economy and Environment.
Okay, Ramaswamy.
So we'll take them in whatever mixed matched order we can find.
What do you got on Ramaswamy here? What?
Well, he's on Fox News a lot. He's very ambitious, in my opinion. You know, he's very articulate, but his main thing is we're going to compete, you know. So I say, as far as ambitions are concerned, he wants to give the impression that his way of doing things, particularly economically, is somehow going to lead us. He's predicting a landslide for Trump. And, you know, all these ambitions that people have, they want to make it, you know, as high as they can go, which to some extent I can agree with, but I'm much more mundane than most people about living daily life in a full manner rather than trying to always rise up the ladder and have the excesses and all that kind of stuff, which we don't need. And so I just think there's going to be, under this sort of paradigm, there's going to be no help for children. All that will be forgotten about when they say, not just children, but people in Chicago, you know, on the southwestern side where people kill each other every week. You know, they probably stop reporting about it all the time. And we also know that under our system, Well, the global warming is a very serious problem, and I don't know what his plans for that are. I think he has none. You know, and a band called Midnight Oil, I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Oh, yeah, they're an Australian band.
In the 80s, and one of the lyrics they had on War Occurring, I think was the name of the song, it said, "I can't take another industrial feast," which is something we have to worry about. I think that science may save us, science, but do we take it for granted that science is going to save us from global warming and ecological catastrophe, which we're kind of perpetrating right now? So, and then to end it all, I will say that.
But you'd have to say, on the issue of science, I mean, science has done really good things for us, but also helped us live in harmony with nature. Through science, it's how we know what's happening as far as the climate or what's happening to specific species or how we might fix things. So it's a double-edged sword. I mean, it can create the means for us to cause a lot of destruction. I mean, science brought us the ability to blow everything up, but it also...
Yes, and Joe, not only that, but it gave us the internal combustion engine, which is sort of okay in some ways, but is the prime polluter that we have as far as transportation. They also give me these forever chemicals. There's chemicals that newer chemicals all the time. They're getting into the environment and causing a rate. I think it was Gore Vidal that said this.
I said it.
50%, one half of all the people alive now will contract cancer. Now, there is the race on the good
that,
part of science. The good part of science is that they can cure cancer, but it's a yin and yang. Do we just forget about it and say, oh, science will save us? Or do we put our efforts somewhat into that?
I agree that, we put too much faith in science or technology, for that matter, saving us from these issues. But at the same time, they do. I mean, look at how we've been able to reduce traffic deaths, for instance. It's been with improvements in the vehicles we drive and, able to, put in seatbelts and safer, structures and airbags and that sort of thing. I mean, just using that as just one example of how we can make the world safer through science or, like I said, too, how we can understand how we are impacting the environment, impacting the climate. And I said it's a double-edged sword. I didn't say it's all, perfect and great.
That's what we have to do, though. We have to decide for ourselves. Are we going to emphasize science and participate by electing people that are eco-friendly, which we don't get too much of because the politicians are bought and paid for by the largely the extremely wealthy donor class.
But if a politician who's going to run on a platform, we got to get rid of all your internal combustion engines, they're not going to win anything. People aren't going to vote for that. I mean,
yes, well, they
wouldn't.
There's flexibility. I'll give you that much.
Okay.
There's flexibility that the voters have. But that's why I pointed the question to you in the first place. If we don't take it for granted, that means we should participate in voting, and that's what's happening to some degree. But is it enough?
I agree
that's
with
the
you.
Whole question.
Okay. All right, Jim.
So, thanks for letting me on, Joe.
You bet. Always a good conversation, I think. And we get too far down these rabbit holes, or I don't know if that's the right term, but into our camps, and everything outside of our camp is wrong and bad, and and just set in our ideologies and can't look beyond that. But Jack in Edmonds promises he's got a lighter note for us here on Friday afternoon. Hi, Jack. What's on your mind?
Well, I was thinking while Jim was talking, if Gorbanol was worth $30 million, it's easy to preach against prosperity. You don't want anybody else coming into your backyard. But that's not the reason why I called.
Okay.
So down here in Edmonds, fishing community, I heard a story about three men that went fishing. And while they were fishing, the first guy, he's a math teacher, he says, "My dog, she's so smart, she can count. The other two said, I don't believe it.
Okay.
So he says, textbook, go count out 9 dog bits. Textbook goes over, knocks over the milk bone box, counts out 9 dog biscuits, sits down.
All right.
Second one, he's a geometry teacher. He says, that's nothing. My dog, she's so smart, she can make shapes. And he says, slide rule, go make an equilateral triangle. Slide rule walks over there, and she takes and arranges those 9 dog biscuits into a perfect triangle, 3 on each side.
Okay.
Third guy, he's a lawyer. He says, loophole, do your stuff. Loophole goes over there, eats the 9 dog biscuits, and mounts the other 2.
Okay. All right, Jack. I appreciate that. And with that, we'll take a quick break and be back with more here on KGMI Connects. 360-676-5464 is our phone number.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
Benjamin Franklin was a scientist, inventor, journalist, philanthropist, and the namesake of our school, the Franklin Academy in Bellingham.
Jackson loves kindergarten, and what more could you ask for than a positive and exuberant experience to build a foundation for a lifetime of education? Students get weekly time with specialists in Spanish, library, music, physical education, and science. During our tour, we noticed that we knew quite a few Franklin families already, and after reaching out to them and receiving glowing recommendations, it was an easy choice.
We have small class sizes so I get support from my teacher. I love that we have daily math, writing, and literacy time, and I get to do hands-on STEM projects weekly too.
Hi, I'm Natalie, the admissions director here at Franklin Academy in Bellingham. We are a STEM-certified school for students from preschool through 8th grade. Looking for a small class size and personalized education for your student? We invite you to visit thefranklin.academy and book your tour today, or just give me a call.
Are you eligible for Medicare soon and feeling overwhelmed by all of the insurance plan information coming your way? Call Guided Solutions, formerly Vibrant USA, at 866-733-5111. Our goal is to make your move to Medicare as seamless as possible. We specialize in the health insurance plans to go with Medicare and can review with you how Medicare works, health plan options available, and how to get enrolled. There is never a fee for our service, and with offices in Linden, Bellingham, Freeland, and Everett, help is just a phone call away.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Rest easy in a cool home this summer. Contact West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical to add AC to your existing system for as little as $140 a month. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com. We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
And you can text us at that number as well here on KGMI Connects. Let us know what's on your mind. But if you call, we can have a conversation. Let's go to Bruce in Bellingham. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Joe. Yeah, global warming is not, absolutely not, completely science-based and true.
Okay.
And my only defense on that statement is the World Climate Declaration.
Okay.
Now, I'm not a scientist, and there's a lot of these people that are talking like me or against me that are not scientists either. But I trust that World Climate Declaration. I'm going down my rabbit hole, and then you can go down yours.
Okay.
But the 2,000 scholars, scientists, and Nobel Prize winners say it's not done science.
Okay. I would counter that with saying it's the, you know, the one dentist versus the four, you know, the four out of five dentists recommend sugarless gum for those who chew gum. I mean, you know, you can always have somebody who's going to be a naysayer about anything. And because this group, and they're not all climate scientists or not all scientists who have specifically studied the climate. But I mean, you can trust whoever you want. It just seems to me, even from a practical standpoint, that we're at the point in our development as a society and what have you, that we should be using other forms of energy rather than just fossil fuels. I mean, they're fossils.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
And so shouldn't we be making that transition? And doesn't it make sense for us as, and I think it makes sense, I would say, for our government to offer incentives for us to make that transition.
No.
Okay. Why not?
No. And
I mean, why not?
Only because this is not a planned economy. The market will determine what it determines.
Right,
You can't force people to buy something.
But I mean, there's a history. The government has a history of subsidizing the oil industry, and for that matter, and other energy. I mean, the government subsidizes nuclear energy. There's no way that a utility that builds a nuclear power plant could afford to pay for an accident that power plant might have, something on the line of Chernobyl. And thank goodness we haven't had anything like that. But the federal government would step in and basically save its skin. And I mean, we do that. That's not something new or different, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, the oil subsidies are on a product that it's known a lot about.
Okay.
And climate change, we don't know that much about it. Okay. All we know is what we feel.
Well,
and
okay.
all the science formulas I've seen are false. They aren't scientific formulas.
Okay. Okay, Bruce.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate your call. I'll leave it at that. Let's go to Michelle in Bellingham, who has some thoughts on climate change versus nuclear war, I guess. Huh, Michelle?
Hi, Joe. Yeah, that's right. I tend to agree with Bruce, his previous caller, in most respects. I mean, on today's call, you know. But at the same time, I'm all, first of all, I just want to say I'm all for what you said about trying to see if it is possible. I mean, it's obviously better if we can avoid overwhelming the atmosphere with, you know, carbon and methane and other problems. Uh-huh. But the biggest problem we're going to have regarding climate change has nothing to do with the United States, absolutely nothing. It has everything to do with what I'm about to say. We are facing, in this world, the most dangerous time we've ever had, including the Cuban Missile Crisis, which is like a Sunday school picnic compared to the evils that we face today. We face incredible evil from Iran the most. If they get nuclear weapons, we're really toast. We have to prevent that. I think we will prevent it, and I think Israel will definitely prevent it. But Communist China, it may be in some ways our economic partner, but Communist China hates us. And communists in general hate us. They want to control humanity, and that's the worst thing about communism, is controlling people. It's an awful, awful thing. And Russia is supposedly no longer communist, but it's basically still a totalitarian, authoritarian, whatever you want to call it. And they're another huge threat. And then we have the utterly crazy North Korean military ruler, et cetera. We have these nations that if they ever had the chance to destroy us, we would be toast in a heartbeat. They hate the fact that America is the greatest, best country on earth, has been for a long time, hopefully will continue to be the best country. And I'll wind it up by saying that Bruce is right in one key respect. There is no way that, barring a takeover by Marxist, communist, or the worst kind of socialist, we will ever be forced to have cars or anything else that we don't want. The market will determine all of this. And right now, if I could afford an electric car, I have a hybrid, but if I could afford an electric car, and if the electric car had much better range, much more, less problems with, filling it. All of that I might. But right now, the last thing I want, unless I suddenly become a fluky millionaire, I don't think I have anybody willing to loan me that kind of money, or I don't have any expensive relatives. But I'm just saying the last thing I would ever want to do is buy an electric car. That would ruin my life because I drive so much.
Okay.
Everything I do in my entire life, everything other than taking a walk occasionally, involves automobiles. And it always has, and it always will. And that's the way I feel.
If you look at new automobiles, I mean it is. It's an evolving and technology, obviously. I'm talking about electric vehicles. They're getting longer and longer ranges. And their prices are dropping. They're getting really quite comparable to most new cars, new gas cars.
Never been able to afford a new car. I've had 23 used cars in my life.
You can buy used Teslas from Hertz. I agree with you. I think I bought a car. It's a 2018. I bought it just before the pandemic, so I got a good deal on it. Before the used cars went crazy, the prices of the used cars went crazy. And as far as the distance that I could go on a full tank, it's comparable to what electric cars do now. But you mentioned it. The other issue, though, then is finding a place to charge it and the amount of time it would take to recharge it to go that distance. If I was going that distance, for me, practically, I mean, I could get around on an electric car because I don't drive 300 miles. It's pretty rare that I drive 300 miles in one shot. And then
I do that dozens and dozens of times a year.
Well, then it wouldn't work for you.
One more comment before I hang up. Thank you. Go Cougs.
All right. Yep. Yeah. We got some excitement in the tournament, that's for sure.
Go Cougs.
All right. They'll be playing tomorrow.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Michelle. And you can hear all the tournament action on KPUG, of course, AM 1170 and 97.9 FM and KPUG1170.com. You can stream the action. And we got Jimmy over on San Juan Island. We got others calling in. We'll get to all of our folks in just a moment. Here on KGMI Connects, whatever's on your mind.
Well, spring is finally here, and I don't know about you, but I got a ton of home projects just waiting for me this spring and summer. And if you're ready to jumpstart your kitchen remodel or upgrade your laundry room or start getting some better sleep on a new bed, well, DeWard & Bodie is ready to help with the best deals on home appliances and mattresses. Shop their spring clearance sale now through Sunday and get $50 off local delivery on select brand appliances, $7.99 and up. Buy any kitchen KitchenAid or Bosch dishwasher or cooking appliance, $7.99 and up, and you'll get $100 off your professional installation. Shop this weekend to get your appliances delivered and installed by Easter. Find spring clearance savings on washers and dryers, refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, ranges, wall ovens, cooktops, and more. Plus, pay no money down and no interest for 2 full years on qualifying appliance purchases, or up to 6 years on select mattresses. Spring clearance starts now only at DeWard & Bodie, the appliance and mattress giants.
Join Windermere real estate experts Rick Todd, Julie Brown, and Lyle Sorensen every Saturday at 10 a.m.
You have to treat it more like a balanced market than when we had crazy low interest rates.
Right.
Radio real estate.
Buyers are going to get a great value.
What we like to call real real estate.
Real estate.
Where the buyer actually gets to be represented properly.
Brought to you by Windermere Real Estate on KGMI, AM 790 and 96.5 FM. Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com.
Lindale Glass is your premier window and door company in Waukamaskagit County. With over 35 years of professional installation experience, you can rely on the dedicated employees at Lindale Glass to provide an exceptional install. Lindale Glass features Milgard windows and doors, leading the industry with innovative, high-quality products. You can be assured of a product that is customized for your home. No shortcuts, no gimmicks, just excellent service and exceptional quality from Milgard. Visit a Lindale showroom to learn more or online at lindaleglass.com.
MyBellinghamNow.com is an exciting new news site covering Bellingham, Whatcom, and surrounding areas. Breaking news, community and business updates, local crime and sports reports, the stories that connect us and make this an incredible place to call home. Connect with our community like never before on the all-new MyBellinghamNow.com. And the best part, it's 100% free. No news hidden behind a paywall ever. MyBellinghamNow.com. Your community, your news, just a click away. MyBellinghamNow.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Good to have you with us here on this Friday afternoon, and let's go right back to the phones. And Jimmy over on San Juan Island been on hold. Hi, Jim.
Hey. Hi, Joe. Thank you.
You bet.
Oh, I'm going by Jimmy now, remember, because you got too many Jims.
Oh, that's right, Jimmy. Okay, good deal.
I use Jimmy. Hey, we are witnessing the decline of Western civilization at an incredible rate. I just came from Costco, and you know how they have somebody at the door when you come in checking to see if you're actually a member or not.
Uh-huh.
And there was this tall, lanky guy with beautiful hair, and I always want to make eye contact and show him respect and show him. Okay, I'm looking for him to pay attention to me as I'm coming in, and I'm coming right at him. And he's too busy primping his hair. He had beautiful hair, by the way. Wonderful long hair. And so I got through there without him noticing me, and then I turn around. He's doing the same thing to the guy behind me, and I turn to the guy behind me, and him and I just got a tremendous kick out of it. I mean, it was just unreal. So we got our DEI hires. They'll be coming to a radio station near you, I'm sure. And also, I just found out a couple days ago that we have two Guatemalans who just came over the border, and they're on San Juan Island. Mm-hmm. And my friend is asking me if I can find a place for them to stay. So, and we're just going to see, it's all this stuff is going to start reaching us more and more. And it reminded me of, you know, I went to Everett Community College. And because I just wanted to try college, I've been working my way through high school, but I thought I want to give it a shot. So I had an art class, and we got to do nudes, Joe.
Oh, okay.
For an 18-year-old, that's a pretty curious thing. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, now did you have a nude model?
Nude, live nude models, live girls.
Wow. Now this was where?
Everett Community College.
Okay, Community College. Okay, so it was
a
college.
Yeah, there were probably 13, 15 artists in there all around in a big
sure.
circle.
Okay, all right.
And they take off their robe and they sit down and we draw them for a while. And not very interesting most of the time, but this one time there was an airline stewardess who came in. And
flight attendant now. We they're flight attendants.
Yeah, okay.
All
right.
All right.
The nearest I can describe her is, say, Jacqueline Smith from the original Charlie's Angels.
My favorite. Okay.
Oh, mine too. Hey.
And she's the, I'll say she's the only Charlie's Angel who I actually met in person. She was promoting it was when I was working at, I think the first radio station I worked at. And, she was promoting a line of clothing at Kmart at the time, and she was doing a media tour.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I remember the Kmart time.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
Okay, I'm going to find out more about this later, but I want to get the story over with
you. Okay, sorry. I'm
that's okay.
Interjecting. Okay.
We've got something in common. So, anyway, then they would put their robe on after they're done, and they'd walk around the room and look at the – and she put her robe on. She walked around the room. Then she walked around twice and came back, and she whispered in my ear, and I think it was my right ear, and she said, we were studying the Rubenesque period, by the way, where they liked women a little plumpy, you know, too plumpy.
Okay.
And so some of the artists were kind of putting more on her than she really, she was perfect the way she was.
Okay.
And she said to me, they have me kind of looking, you know, not like I don't think I look like some of what I'm seeing here. I think I look like this. And she pointed at my drawing, and I turned and I said, oh, yeah, this is what you look like. Because I was inspired. It was my best work. And I know that she must have asked me for it. And I know I must have handed it to her like some lovesick puppy dog. And the best work I've ever done is gone forever. And I didn't even get her phone number.
Oh, boy.
And she had put on her clothes and left the building, and I didn't realize till years later I had a shot because I captured her, and she captured me.
Uh-huh.
And so what I'm saying is I didn't know till much later, after it was way too late, the opportunity I had. And I don't want to see us miss the opportunity of hanging on to this country. Because I'm afraid we're going to lose it. I heard Lou and Rich talk to you about 3 weeks ago or so, and they were really animated, mm-hmm. little too much. And I felt bad for you because I thought it might have been hard on you. But it's only because they see this beautiful, gorgeous country slipping away, and they're trying to marshal help to stop it from slipping away. And we don't want to wait till that beautiful country already has its clothes on and has left.
Well, I appreciate the metaphor you've got there going there, but you know, is this? Don't you think this a big part of this? When you stop and think that this is something that every generation goes through when they get older, things change. There are new ways of thinking. There's, you know, I mean, just think of what people thought about Elvis Presley back in the 1950s. He's
right.
This is outrageous. This is a scandal. And compared to what we see today, compared to what we saw 20 years ago, 30 years ago, it's nothing. And I mean,
I understand you.
The world changes. We tend to not, or we kind of hit a plateau in our, you know, what we consider to be acceptable, and then after that point, everything's crazy. What is this? What are these kids doing these days? What is this music? What are this clothes? These styles? Who wants to look like that? It's crazy, and the world's going to heck in a handbasket. Get off my lawn moment. But go ahead, Jim.
I wish that analogy was applicable, but I'm afraid there's a tipping point to everything, and we're at it.
All right. Okay, Jimmy.
That's what most of us believe, Joe.
If we get upset,
we get animated. Just know that this is serious to us.
Okay. Well, I don't doubt that. I'm not discounting that. But I guess what I'm saying is that maybe you should just lighten up a little bit and enjoy life. I get up in the morning and I feel pretty good about the world and my life, and I feel fortunate that I can do that. I'm not saying that everybody has that opportunity, and many people don't, and many people suffer every day.
Just tell me what Jacqueline Smith was like in person. Just tell me that.
She was wonderful. She was really sweet and very, very kind and nice, and just, you know, of course, I was kind of the same way. I was this starstruck, smitten,
right,
you know, young guy who was like, I can't believe I'm actually meeting Jacqueline Smith. But,
oh, geez. You lucky
she
dog.
She shook my hand really nice, and I just like,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right, Jimmy. Take care. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. And we got a minute or two, well, a couple minutes for Eric and Ferndale. He's been holding on. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Joe. Hey, I tuned in a little bit late, but I just caught you and Rich at the end there talking about, I don't know, how the world was, how you got on the conversation, but you were disagreeing on...
The world was a perfect place 5 years ago, I guess.
No, I don't think anybody was saying perfect, but better.
Okay.
5 years ago, you don't think that's... You honestly don't believe it's better?
In ways, I suppose it was better, but in many ways, it wasn't, and it wasn't any better. I think to say, oh, it was better because there was somebody different in the White House, I think that's kind of a ridiculous statement, I thought. I think since then, things have not gone great for everybody. Because of what, you know, policies that were put in place then, and... I mean, if you think 4 years ago, we had racial strife, we had riots in the street, we had a pandemic that was raging, and nobody knew how to deal with it. And so, I mean, things happen, all kinds of terrible things happen, but all kinds of good things happen.
Well, I'd still argue that the world is not in a better place now. I mean, you know, what is there, 30-some-odd thousand people dead in Gaza? You know, Haiti's a mess. The inflation is out of control in this country. Stuff is way more expensive than it was 5 years ago. So from my perspective, I don't think things are better than they were. Yeah, I mean, you could say that COVID and, you know, we're not having the riots and the crazy stuff that was going on.
All right, you got the last word this week, Eric. Thanks for calling, and we'll take a that's a wrap for this week, but we'll be back on Monday, 4 o'clock. Hope your bracket does well over the weekend, and take care.